Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, in truth and love. Amen. Meditation for this morning comes from the Gospel reading, especially these last verses. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, how will you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. You may be seated. Some people believe it is a problem that there is evil in the world. If God is so good, why is there still evil? And to that, God does indeed punish evil and reward good, as he says. But he doesn't do it on our timetable. He punishes evil before it goes too far. We know that he is a God that is slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. So, while there is evil, he is patient. His anger waits. And we know that on the last day, that whatever evil remains shall be wiped away. As it says, for everyone will be salted with fire. God's idea of judgment isn't a quick one-time fix. It is an eternal fix. He's got the long game. He sees when evil will multiply endlessly and stops it before it would take over. As in our example, we have the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, the story kind of starts with God in the form of three men, perhaps the Trinity, goes to visit Abraham, one to tell him that, yes, Isaac will be born to you despite all of your worries. You will have a son. But also, he says that the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah are so wicked and evil that he is going to destroy them. Well, Abraham knows he has his relative Lot and his family in Sodom. And so Abraham begins to plead, Lord, you are a just God. You wouldn't wipe out the righteous with the evil, would you? Would you spare Sodom and Gomorrah if there were 50 righteous people? And then he kind of starts auctioneering. God says, yes, yes, I'll take 50. What about 45? Yeah, for 45. 30? Yeah, 30. Abraham keeps getting him down until 10. And that's when the conversation concludes. All right. 10. Even that small amount, 10 in two of the largest cities on earth. If there are 10 that are righteous, they will be spared. And so God sends two angels to Sodom, and they come across Lot, and Lot invites them in for the night. But the people of the city, won't do that and do horrific things. They want to do horrific things. So Lot is proved righteous. And when they come into Lot's house and he protects them, he says, we'll take you and all your family, all your relatives, get out of the city. It's going to be destroyed. I guess Lot's family wasn't quite more than 10 people, but still, God will not kill the righteous with the unrighteous. So God indeed does pour down fire on the city with the admonition to Lot, do not look back. Well, that works for most of them. Lot's wife finally looks back at the destruction after it has happened and is turned into a pillar of salt. See, salt, as according to the ancient world, is purity. So in a certain sense, Lot's wife was purified. I'm sure that none of them were happy about it. You could say that she was salted with fire. So we get to this statement that salt is good, as we say. Salt is a treasure for the ancient world. Salt preserves food so that, it helps get through the winter so you can keep meat as well. So you can keep food for a future day. It's like insurance almost. But if the salt has lost its saltiness, how will you make it salty again? We probably don't understand the idea that salt can lose its saltiness because we have pure salt. It's just straight sodium chloride table salt that we have in our houses. But in the ancient world, it wasn't so pure. So if your salt got wet, you'd still end up with a pile of stuff, but it wouldn't be salty anymore because it all dissolved out. So you pretty much end up with a pile of worthless sand. Yay. You just lost a bunch of money. So, how will you make it salty again? Now, it's really how will you make it salty again that Jesus is saying here. For us, in our colloquial English, we say you. We'd be like, to get to Fort Wayne, maybe you can go through convoy and up 30. Okay. And we just talk about that as if it applies to everyone, even though we say the word you. But when Jesus is but in Greek, the word you means you. You can't use it to just refer to everyone like we can. So he is very much speaking directly to the disciples here. How will you make it salty again? You can't do anything to make it salty again. If the pure has lost its purity, there is nothing left for you to do. Salt's purity has its own history in the Christian church as well. It's a practice which was with Luther abandoned from the medieval church, as in their numerous ceremonies that had lost all meaning. But there was originally a meaning to this one. It was in the baptism rite, where they would take a bit of salt and put it on the baptized tongue. See, in baptism, you receive that purity. You are judged. The sin is judged. But you are left unscathed. The sin is drowned. And all that's left is salt. The judgment has passed, and all that's left is salt. All that's left is purity, as given to you. So the question is, how will you restore it? No. Where do you find it? If your salt has lost its saltiness and all you have is this worthless pile of sand, you need more salt. There's no other option. And so Jesus is full of purity. Jesus is full of salt. He's a whole salt mine. He is the ocean. You couldn't find a place with more salt in it. He is God. Where else are you going to find such purity? Where else are you going to get it? It's what's given to you in baptism. His salt. Baptism is like going down into the salt mine and digging out some of Christ's salt for you, on your behalf. And it is given to you. The salt mine is open. You got a permit. It's free. It's just sitting there in the ground at this point. And even that one grain of salt that you might get would be enough. Because God has taken a two-prong attack on this. One, all of that unrighteousness has been put to death. The guilt is gone. You can no longer be accused for it. The law has no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Not only can you no longer be condemned, but even that one grain of salt, that one bit of righteousness, that one small piece of Christ within you would be enough to save you, that God would relent from his disaster. And so, you already have been salted with fire. It's done. There is perhaps a more complete salting with fire in which we will be left totally pure on the last day. But right now, even now, it is done. So we have the last portion of this text. Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. This especially has to do with the problem that the disciples are having. If you remember from last week, we finished off the gospel reading where they were arguing about who was the greatest. What an edifying topic. And Christ rebukes them quite heavily for their for bickering about such nonsense, really. All of this, the whole passage today, is Christ straightening them out, really. I mean, the admonition at the beginning to say that if you cause even one little believer to sin, it would be better if a millstone were hung around your neck. The disciples have the responsibility of forming the church. If they stray, everyone is in trouble. So they need to be worried about themselves. Have salt in yourselves. It's fine to be concerned about whether your neighbor has salt or not. But it's not a matter, it doesn't concern you how much salt everyone has. How much they've been down in the mine digging. How much God has granted them. Because even one grain is enough. They have been given the gospel same as you. And in that, we can have the last portion to be at peace with one another. We can admonish and encourage each other. But judgment is not ours. It's God's. It's his judgment that matters. His judgment with fire. Even that fire in hell is meant to purify. It purifies the whole world. And so our concern is not with the fire, but with the salt, the purity, with what is left over. That is what we are to meditate on, what we are to concern ourselves with in our daily lives. Salt is what teaches us to interact with one another properly, righteously, with the grace and love of God behind us. We are pure. Our brother in Christ is pure. And all the salt comes right from the cross. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please rise. May the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus from now unto eternity. Amen.